It's 8:42 on a Wednesday morning, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And that means no school today for Northfield students. So we're fortunate enough to have a couple of students join us here in the KYMN studios. From the Big Giants 4-H Club, we have Isaac Lyman and Gunnar Johnson. Gentlemen, thank you so much for coming in today. Let's start off by getting to know you a little bit. I guess, Isaac, we'll start off with you. What grade are you in?
I am in eighth grade.
Eighth grade? How long have you been in 4-H?
Since about third grade.
Okay. And move over to Gunnar. How about you?
I'm in seventh grade.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been in 4-H for about, I want to say, 6 years.
6 years? Okay. So you're both veterans of the 4-H program, and you also have a few years left before you grow out of the 4-Hers. One of the things you've done, this will be the second year, it is the baby drive, baby supply drive, I guess is what the official title is. Tell us a little bit about this.
Last year, we decided to do a project for our community, and we decided to do a service project for people that can't get the stuff they need. So we decided to do a baby supply drive, and so basically we collect things like baby foods, formula, diapers, wipes, household cleaning supplies, and laundry detergent.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have boxes at different places around, and you can pick those the stuff up and drop them off in those boxes, and then we collect those and bring them to them.
All right. So those boxes, I take it they're in like grocery stores and such, places that sell those items?
Yes.
That's a great idea. That's a great idea. Why don't, Isaac, let's move it back to you. Can you tell us who came up with the idea to do that last year?
It was kind of a club decision. We contacted the community food drive, mm-hmm. and they said they were in need of a ton of baby supplies. So we decided to create the baby supply drive.
All right. Now, last year was the first year of that. How did it go? Did you feel like it was pretty successful?
Yes. In 2020, we collected 487 pounds of baby supplies, which amounted to roughly $1,200 worth of supplies. We are hoping to collect even more this year.
All right. Well, that's a pretty significant amount. Do you have any idea when you were talking with like the Community Action Center and such, how many babies, I guess, there are in need? I would imagine there's a lot of need for that.
Yeah, I think it was like, I don't remember exactly, but I think it was like 800 families, probably way more, but...
Wow. Well, still, that's a lot of people.
Yeah.
That's a lot of people that it's affected by. As far as the 4-H goes, you guys are with the Big Giants. Is this your big community service project of the year, or do you do some other things as well?
We do some other things, like bell ringing for the Salvation Army, and just collecting supplies and stuff for that and just giving back.
All right. Now, for the baby drive, where do people will be doing that? I would imagine at the grocery stores and Target and Family Fair and Cub and such. Is that pretty much the places that they're giving it?
Yeah, we have some locations at the Northfield Montessori, the Little Village, ELC, Bethel Lutheran Church,
mm-hmm.
St. Peter's Lutheran Church, Family Fair, Cub Foods, and St. Dominic, and
Emmaus Baptist Church. Okay, Emmaus, yeah. Once again, we're talking with Gunnar Johnson and Isaac Lyman. They are members of the Big Giants 4-H Club. There is a baby supply drive that's going on right now. You'd mentioned some of the big things, like diapers and baby food and such. Is there anything, after last year that you found out, we should probably get more of these, try to get more of these this year? Are there any of those items that kind of slipped through a little bit?
Honestly, I would say anything.
Really?
Just really.
I imagine the CAC probably had those gaps filled ahead of time. All right. Now, when is this going on? Is it going on right now?
Yes, it started November 15th and will continue on until December 15th.
All right, so you've got a few more weeks. Yeah. And people should just pick up the items and drop them off. Sounds like a great program.
Yeah.
Boy, I guess I don't have any other questions. What else is going on in 4-H? Anything you'd like to add to that?
Not that I can think of, no.
All right. Well, thank you very much for not only coming in, but for doing some good community service work. This is a thing. This is a finding a need within the community and filling that gap. And you guys are doing it, and we certainly appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in. You guys have a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too.
All right. Once again, that is Isaac Lyman and Gunnar Johnson with the Big Giants 4-H Club.